A 14-year-old walks into a boardroom. Sounds like the setup to a joke, right? But Dr. Aaron Ping D'Souza actually did this, and his presence wasn't a publicity stunt. He brought something the gray-haired executives around the table desperately needed, a perspective that extended decades beyond their retirement plans. This is the paradox modern organizations face. We've spent generations perfecting the art of finding leaders who fit the mold, when survival actually demands we shatter it entirely. The real question isn't whether your boardroom looks diverse in the company photo, it's whether the people in it actually think differently enough to see what's coming next. Think of diversity as your organization's operating system. The old version, where everyone graduated from the same three universities, played golf at the same clubs, and nodded in comfortable agreement, worked fine when the business world moved at a glacial pace. But three seismic shifts have rendered that system dangerously obsolete. Economic power is sprinting eastward while emerging markets rewrite the rules. Digital disruption isn't knocking politely anymore. It's kicking down doors. And millennials, with their radically different expectations about work and purpose, now dominate the workforce. Your boardroom either reflects these realities or becomes irrelevant to them. The numbers tell a story that should make every executive sit up straight. McKinsey found that ethnically diverse companies were 35% more likely to outperform their competitors financially. Gender diverse leadership? That's a 15% advantage. Boston Consulting Group discovered that diverse management teams generated 19% more innovation revenue. These aren't feel-good statistics, they're competitive intelligence. When Microsoft, MasterCard, and Unilever diversified their leadership, they didn't just check boxes. They unlocked new markets, spotted emerging trends, and navigated crises that blindsided their competitors. Diversity isn't about fairness anymore, though that matters deeply. It's about survival. Here's what actually happens when diverse minds tackle the same problem. Assumptions get challenged before they become expensive mistakes. Blind spots shrink because someone in the room has lived a different reality, and solutions emerge that no single perspective could have imagined. Picture a product development team designing a voice-activated assistant. A homogeneous group might create something brilliant for people exactly like them. Add diverse voices, and suddenly someone asks whether the system recognizes accents, works for users with speech impediments, or makes sense in cultures where talking to devices feels unnatural. That's not political correctness. That's millions in avoided redesign costs and expanded market access. In 2013, Nikki, a seasoned aged care CEO, and Alicia, a young business leader, tackled a crisis from opposite angles. Nikki saw boards full of people over 55 serving an aging population, while 56% of young professionals avoided the sector. Alicia saw brilliant young minds locked out of governance roles for lacking credentials. Their solution? Put young leaders on aged care boards. Their Engaging Young Leaders program was organizational matchmaking, a four-month intensive teaching governance fundamentals while convincing board veterans that fresh perspectives were lifelines, not threats. Unconventions events threw generations together to tackle real problems through design thinking. No diversity lectures, just proof that collaboration produces better answers. Reciprocity made it work. Young professionals brought digital fluency and innovation. Experienced leaders shared wisdom and networks. Within 12 months, 40% of graduates landed board positions. 9 organizations replicated the model. Over 50 mentoring partnerships formed naturally because diverse teams feel different, more energized, creative, and willing to challenge ideas respectfully. Implementing radical ideas teaches lessons no leadership book mentions. Nikki challenged her belief that board directors needed decades of experience by grounding her assessments, separating objective truth from assumption. The facts? Her sector faced unprecedented challenges, and traditional approaches weren't working. Her assumption? Only seasoned veterans could govern effectively. At a retreat with 20 young leaders, her assumptions crumbled. These weren't naive kids. They asked strategic questions, listened actively, and demonstrated superior time management. But clarity doesn't eliminate resistance. When critics attack their unconventional approach, the team focused energy on people who shared their vision rather than defending themselves to everyone. They established clear expectations through detailed charters, weekly check-ins, and 90-day improvement cycles. The hardest lesson involved embracing uncertainty, not as something to eliminate, but as the natural state of ambitious work. When you view the unknown as threatening, you see danger everywhere. When you approach it with wonder, the same uncertainty becomes fascinating terrain. The team learned to notice when anxiety crept in and consciously shift toward curiosity and action. This wasn't positive thinking. It was recognizing that their interpretation of uncertainty, not uncertainty itself, determined whether they moved forward or froze. Real commitment to diversity starts with self-reflection. Before including others effectively, examine what shaped your worldview, your birthplace, education, ethnicity, abilities, and unnoticed privileges. Alicia learned this facilitating a program for Aboriginal boarding school students. A teacher warned these shy kids would never speak publicly at the final event. When every student successfully presented, Alicia realized the problem was never their capability. No one had believed in them enough to create conditions for success. That moment sparked her lifelong commitment. Everyone is capable of greatness when given genuine opportunity and belief. But good intentions collide with stubborn biology. Decades of cognitive research confirm subconscious instincts drive behavior more than rational thinking. We form implicit stereotypes, favor similar people, and see our group as diverse while viewing others as homogenous. In boardrooms, this manifests predictably: predominantly male, Caucasian, older membership, male-dominated leadership, credential-based selection perpetuating privilege, narrow recruitment networks, meeting schedules excluding caregivers. Inclusive leaders demonstrate five counterbalancing mindsets. Identity awareness means genuinely learning about your own identity and others, not surface diversity tourism, but deep curiosity. Relational focus creates teams where everyone feels genuinely included, not just invited. Openness and curiosity drive you to seek challenging perspectives. Flexibility helps you adapt when diverse input reveals better approaches. Growth orientation pushes you to challenge current policies rather than defend them. Carol Dweck's research applies here. Fixed mindset leaders constantly prove their competence. Growth-minded leaders constantly expand it. Here's what nobody tells you about governance. Feelings matter enormously, yet we pretend they don't exist. That physical discomfort during questionable discussions, that's your moral compass sending signals. Daniel Goleman's emotional intelligence framework isn't soft skills fluff. It's survival equipment. Self-awareness helps you understand how emotions affect others. Self-regulation prevents reactive decisions. Empathy lets you understand perspectives you haven't lived. Social skills help navigate the complex relationships that make governance work. Want to understand what minorities experience in your boardroom? Put yourself in situations where you're the minority. Travel where you don't speak the language. Attend events where you're the only person of your background. That vulnerability, that's Tuesday afternoon for people perpetually the only one in professional spaces. Emotions aren't separate from thinking. They're molecules creating intuition that shapes how you perceive reality. Alan Sealer's basic moods of life model shows how moods either propel action or paralyze it. Resentment, resignation, and anxiety keep you stuck. Peace, ambition, and wonder move you forward. Leadership requires action, so cultivate moods that generate movement. Relationships form the infrastructure everything else runs on. Two skills matter most: listening and conversational competence. Real listening means hearing management, fellow directors, markets, competition, customers, and the silence between words. Notice not just what's said, but what remains unsaid: hesitations, enthusiasm levels, body language. When someone presents with perfect slides but visible discomfort, effective directors notice both. Open listening recognizes that gender, history, culture, and your perception of the speaker all affect interpretation. That colleague's direct style might reflect cultural norms, not rudeness, but you'll only know if you ask. Conversations serve three distinct purposes. Connection conversations build relationships through informal exchange. Shared understanding conversations ensure everyone grasps the plan clearly. Action coordination conversations make specific agreements about who does what by when. Mixing these creates dysfunction, building connection while racing through agendas, or coordinating action before establishing shared understanding. Intergenerational mentoring offers practical entry into diversity work. Older executives share knowledge and networks. Younger colleagues offer fresh perspectives and digital fluency. The best partnerships yield unexpected benefits: improved innovation, enhanced customer understanding, strategic insights neither generation would reach alone. Building diverse boards starts with mapping your community and customer demographics against your current board composition. The gap reveals your blind spots. Then articulate both business and social benefits. Diverse boards demonstrate organizational values, reflect community composition, build customer understanding, bring varied networks, enable dynamic decision-making, and facilitate renewal, competitive advantages, not charity. Good intentions create tokenism without care. Candidates need appropriate skills, not just demographic profiles. Research confirms diverse boards improve governance only with inclusive behaviors and supporting policies. Board traineeships, pioneered by Swan Care Inc., offer solutions: comprehensive introduction to board responsibilities without legal obligations. Aspiring directors gain practical experience, while boards get diverse perspectives and expanded networks. The chair determines whether diversity becomes window dressing or transformation. Effective chairs initiate measurement systems and inclusive recruitment, embed inclusion in organizational values, and create environments where dissent signals breakthrough potential. In diverse boardrooms, chairs must build trust for open sharing, ensure all voices overcome dominant directors, and maintain common purpose. We've spent generations perfecting homogeneity, mistaken comfort for competence. The bill comes due in missed markets and blind spots. Diversity isn't moral luxury, it's survival equipment. Your organization's future depends on people who think differently enough to imagine it differently.